Your body is constantly sending signals, but when daily stress and physical tension turn into static, it's hard to focus on anything else. Tune out the noise with the Signal Relief Patch. This revolutionary drug-free wellness patch is designed to work with your body's natural electrical system to provide relief from daily discomfort in as little as seconds. Trusted over 300,000 people, Signal Relief is made to move with you so you can get back to the life you love. Whether it's stiffness from a workout or tension from a long commute, Signal Relief helps you feel better fast. Visit signalrelief.com today to take 20% off your purchase. Try it for 45 days and feel the difference or your money back. Signal Relief and Jovi are general wellness products intended to promote physical activity and a healthy lifestyle. Signal does not claim to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have concerns about your personal health conditions, please consult your physician. Do not use the Signal Relief patch if you have a pacemaker, implantable pain management device, defibrillator, or other neuromodulation implantable device. Do not use if you are pregnant. The Signal Relief patch is not intended to be cut or altered in any way and is not intended for internal use.
Shepherd, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
Okay, so first, like, you know, it was really about celebrating each other's catalog.
Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio.
How the nigga out the blue? Man, that nigga talk about this.
You talk about you with 50?
Yeah, man. We talk about this shit, man.
Hey, they talked about it. Okay.
Nigga, we were moving around in LA, man, selling some TV shows and shit while we were around each other, man. You know what I mean? I said, shit, what you think about this? He was like, shit, you want to do that shit? I said, yeah. He was like, all right, cool. So shit.
That's what's up.
And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to jump out there first. And
then, jump out there first.
And we'll line it up. Well, and he said, all right. And when I jump out there, nigga act like he ain't know what the fuck going on.
Oh.
Then that's what it was about.
Hold on now. What you mean he ain't act like he, what you, y'all had a verbal agreement? What happened?
And then you just gonna jump out there and we'll line it up.
Okay.
And he say, all right. And when I jump out there, nigga act like he ain't know what the fuck going on.
What?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, right now, Clifford Harris, aka the great, the legendary T.I., is discussing what the previous problem was with 50 Cent.
Then that's what it was about. You know what I'm saying? Now, it about, oh, you playing? Okay, you gonna play. All right, cool. Well, how about fuck all of it?
Well, hey, forget it then.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying? Forget all about it.
That's the problem.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Versus debacle with the one and only Curtis Jackson and Clifford Harris. Now, if you don't know, these two gentlemen go by the name of 50 Cent and T.I. And safe to say, we have a lot to get into because, ladies and gentlemen, not one, not two, not three. Actually, it was three. But three diss tracks from T.I. going at 50. And has he responded? Of course not.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So we're going to break down those diss tracks like a kilo of Miley Cyrus. But of course, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, where have you been when it comes to the first two diss tracks? Well, I have a confession to make. Well, not a confession, but, you know, as far as a 2 to 3 day break, not really a break because, you know, your boy is always working. But, you know, I was pulling a little Clifford. Who would have knew that even Dreams is out here promoting family? As, you know, when it comes to family, safe to say that's what I was out there doing, just enjoying my time with the loveliest of family members. You know what I'm saying? It's all about family. You know what I mean? And safe to say, hold up now. Safe to say,
you guys,
T.I. thought the exact same thing. As when it comes to the Right One diss track specifically, the promotional video attached to it was him hanging out with family and essentially pointing toward 50 Cent's lack of relationship when it comes to his family. And even though I do have immense respect for both of these gentlemen, I thought that was a masterclass move. So spending time with family should be the foundation of whatever you do as a creator. But guess what? 50 Cent wasn't trying to hear any of that. Now, when it comes to T.I.'s overall... Hold on, man. I was talking. What in the world?
I really don't appreciate that shit, man.
Hey.
I run the motherfucking town, nigga. You go ask Dope, man. You go ask Pimp and Kid. You go ask Dime.
Nah.
Go ask all these niggas.
Bro.
It's about Pimp and Curly now.
I'm trying to run my segment.
Nigga gonna say I don't look good.
Come on, man.
I look good.
Bro.
Real good, nigga.
I'm just trying to...
Hey, now, then I got the check. You see me, nigga? Chinchilla, I got leather, motherfucking alligator, got a little bit of motherfucking snake, nigga. Got the motherfucking zoo on, nigga. Look at my back.
All right, man. Whatever that was, I do not know what that was. I apologize for that interference. But anyways, with that out the way, let's get into the breakdown of 50 Cent versus T.I. I don't know what in the world that was. I got to check that out later. Anyways, 50 Cent versus T.I., ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a monumental back and forth, because even though if 50 doesn't rap back at T.I., it's seeming as if T.I. is having a phenomenal return to the hip-hop scene. And of course, over here at Notorious Mass Effect, we get into the music and gaming IPs that notoriously affect the masses. It's safe to say T.I.'s latest track, which if you don't know, T.I. has actually been promoting music outside of this track. And I think it came out before him and 50 Cent started the beef, you know, all crazy. But when it comes to the track, it's called Let 'Em Know. Now, I'm trying to find the actual release date. Here we go. All right, so Let 'Em Know basically came out. Man, this man have albums for days. All right, Let 'Em Know who came out January 18th of this year, right? Currently, it's the 43rd most played track in the world. And then hold up now. That's not it, because, you know, over here at Notorious Mass Effect, safe to say we dive into the dreamlike analytics even deeper than the surface, as future chart predictions slated for February 28th has Let 'Em Know not only being on the charts, but also holding that spot, as it's also set to still have that slot of the 43rd most popular track in the world. Now, all of these diss tracks, I think, is funneling back into the engagement factor for Let 'Em Know. Now, I did look at DSPs. Now, while I was looking, I did see that War is actually on DSPs right now, because as far as 2026, there's Let 'Em Know, and then the War snippet. Now, I don't know who in the world puts a snippet out on DSP. Somebody got to tell Clifford that this ain't the Spinrilla days. This is not the mixtape days where you could just put out snippets on DSPs and think people are going to be satisfied. He probably should have just kept that until he had a full track. But anyways, T.I. currently has two 2026 songs out, and one of them is the 43rd most played track in the world. So when people say, oh, T.I. just begging for relevance, safe to say, the Let 'Em Know track was already popular. This diss track is just boosting it to another level that it currently wasn't at, but it was on the charts as far as Billboard Top 100. So 50 Cent, of course, primarily is known from TV and film as of right now, such as G-Unit film, TV franchises such as the Power franchise, the deals with Stars and Fox. So if we're comparing money between 50 Cent and T.I., obviously is not the biggest competition, as 50 Cent reportedly has around 100 million, and even that's probably a low ball. And then T.I. is estimated to have around 30 million, and that's also probably a low ball. But do remember, not too long ago, T.I. and his wife Tiny won a lawsuit. And as far as the $71 million they won from the lawsuit, they don't have to pay it all out. The person who lost the lawsuit, they don't have to pay out the $71 million, because even though the jury awarded them $71 million, it was $17.8 million in actual damages plus $53.6 million in punitive. So with their case one, they don't win the whole $71 million. That's as simple as I can put it. Now, when it comes to the $71 million being reinstated, there's not credible sources coming out and saying that it was. It basically confirmed that it was reduced to $18 million. But regardless, adding that along with T.I.'s net worth is probably around $30 million as far as estimated reports from what he currently makes money from, whether it's music, of course, the lawsuit, and the TV shows as far as royalty checks, because he was in ATL, which we're going to get to that in a second. So, like I said, we're going to break this down like a kilo of Miley Cyrus. So, let's start from the beginning. 2006 through 2007, when I was just a wee little lad, 50 Cent, of course, was doing his thing with G-Unit. If you didn't know, I'm a huge 50 Cent fan.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, I don't know if that's came across yet, but, you know, as far as 50 Cent, I hold him in high regard, to the point where in October, I always have to show out basically cosplaying some of my favorite hip-hop artists. And no, I have not cosplayed as Drake yet. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of hard to do.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
You know what I'm saying? I have to wear, like, light skin face or something. Anyways, with that being said, I did dress up as the one and only 50 Cent for this past Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Just a little side tangent. The showcase, there ain't no cap in my rap. You know what I mean? But I'm really about this hip-hop life, this hip-hop culture. And safe to say, when everybody out here dressing up as Chucky, dressing up as Jason, dressing up as, who else? Freddy Cougar. I'm out here dressing up like 50 Cent.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's me, by the way. That's me. So anyways, you know, that was not AI. I know being tall is a character personality for some people, but just know, you know what I'm saying? That's all your boy. You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, whatever. Hey, let's get back into it. So the reason why I bring that up is because I'm a huge 50 Cent fan. I'm a huge T.I. fan. So judging this fairly is something that I'm going to do. And this may be hard at certain times because I like both. Pause. But as far as me having an opinion on who's winning currently, I do have a winner currently. So anyways, 2006 through 2007, when I was just a wee little lad, 50 Cent was leading G-Unit, T.I. branding himself as the King of the South. And guess what? Tension started to rise.
It's time for a rap battle!
As even though they didn't battle as far as raps, back then, 50 Cent was battling with the likes of Ja Rule. Now, I don't know if you heard his name recently, but safe to say, this man get disrespected like none other artist I've ever seen in the history of music. I kid you not.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
When 50 Cent was going at Ja Rule, it was a classic rendition of how to put out a diss track and completely just lobotomize somebody's career. As Wanksta, Back Down, Life's on the Line, all throughout the 2000s feud between 50 Cent and Ja Rule made people believe that 50 Cent was indeed him. As Ja Rule, I'm not going to say he fell off the face of the earth, but he was not regarded or highly regarded like he once was back in the 2000s. Anyways, getting back into 50 Cent T.I., there was no huge issue. The main thing was T.I. branding himself as the King of the South. 50 Cent was leading G-Unit. Apparently, they was competing positioning and interviews. And they had subliminal sneak dishes towards one another. But that's just hip-hop stuff. You know, hip-hop is a competitive sport. So nothing too serious back then. So if you're wondering where all of this came from as far as this animosity, well, it's the clip that I just played at the beginning of the segment. As T.I. claimed, I'm going to reiterate what he said in the video earlier. Him and 50 Cent discussed a rap battle. This is T.I.'s words. We haven't heard from 50 Cent. T.I. basically said the conversation went like this. 50 Cent agreed to do a versus. He said, T.I. announces it first, I will follow, and there'll be a formal rollout. Well, guess what? When T.I. announced it first, 50 Cent acted unaware, and guess what? Began to troll him instead.
You guys.
Healthy Cell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. Healthy Cell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. Healthy Cell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. Healthy Cell. Reach your potential.
See, that's the problem.
So now, when we look at T.I. coming back from that, he basically said, quote, we talked about it. Once I jumped out there, he acted like he didn't know. Mm-mm-mm.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look.
50 Cent basically publicly denied that that ever happened, but gave no official reason. He basically was like,
whoop-dee-doo.
He basically was like, believe what you want.
Whoop-dee-doo.
If you think I actually verbally agreed to that, well, guess what?
Whoop-dee-doo. And we beat these folk. Whoop-dee-doo. We beat them. We go forward.
And continued with memes and trolling. So now, fast forward, February 2026. You come to realize all that history that I gave you between 50 Cent and T.I. was never that serious. So when people come out and say, why does T.I. keep wanting a versus battle with Curtis Jackson? It's because you guys, where my drop at?
You guys.
It was never that serious. It was never that serious. So with T.I. bringing back up the versus challenge after the success of Let Him Know, which you don't, if you don't know, is also produced by Pharrell Williams. It may be me going out on a limb, but I think what Pharrell Williams is trying to do, or what he did do with Pusha T and Eclipse, I think he's also trying to do with T.I. right now. Because let him know, I think it's a heater. I think it's a straight up heater. You know what I'm saying? Not enough is said about T.I.'s track, Let Him Know, that came out at the start of this year. So anyways, due to the rollout for this track, and I think it's an upcoming album with Pharrell. Don't quote me on that. But this Let Him Know track is leading up to something musically. I think it's with Pharrell Williams. So anyways, during the rollout, he talked about the Versus battle again with 50 Cent. And guess what? This time 50 Cent went back to his old ways. Y'all want to know how old 50 Cent is? Hold on, let me look this up right quick. 50 Cent age, because this man be acting ridiculous. This man is 50 years of age and still acting like he was back in 2006 and 2007. So 50 Cent went back to his old ways and went to calling him a king rat via the Instagram comments. And that is where it took off, ladies and gentlemen. T.I. had enough. He was like, hold up now. At first, I thought we were just having some playful banter as far as in the hip hop field, but you're really taking this king rat to a whole nother situation. Remember, 2006-2007, T.I. was calling himself King of the South. So you got to put two and two together. 50 Cent been not liking that title that he gave him, so he came up with his own term called King Rat. Been saying this for quite some time. Clifford had enough. Clifford said 50 Cent was in paperwork, accused 50 of being a rat, and said that the transcripts are online. Now, I know that ain't who I think it is. And speaking of that drop, we're going to get to that in a second. So anyways, the snippet from T.I. called War, that's out now on all DSPs. Now, I don't know why in the world a track snippet is on DSPs, but I don't know why not just leave it on your social medias, YouTube. But hey, Clifford's kind of old, so we can't really, you know, and the man, so he's still trying to get acclimated with the internet. You know, he probably be following with AI just like the other elderly folks out there. So War came out February 22nd, right? Basically had lyrics like the bear hibernating, don't poke him, talking about himself, you know. Claims that he's a top three in Atlanta status, but not three. You know, the classic Drake, top two, not two. Also had a caption for that specific track saying, oh, and this is a PG podcast. Oh, you want war? All right, we on that. And guess what?
It's time for a rap battle!
Clifford went on to release a mammoth amount of diss tracks, as now he has the right one that I think, pun intended, was the right one, which is what you're seeing right now as far as the video promotion for Right One. And that wasn't it. Well, first, let's stick on Right One. So Right One was delivered exclusively to Hot 107.9. I thought it was Hot 97. Am I tripping? 107.9. That's probably the one locally to him. And they're produced by Little Khalib. I don't know who that is. Much more direct than the War snippet, right? Calls 50 a 5-0 dispatcher. Snitch implication. Whole time I'm thinking to myself,
whoop-dee-doo.
Isn't T.I. from
Shepherd?
Anyways, Keyboard Warrior, that's what he's calling 50 Cent, the classic Drake to Meek Mill move. I ain't gonna compare everything to Drake, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, the proof is in the pudding. You know, the Drake just had one of the greatest rap battles of all time. And, you know, y'all be saying Side 7 won the battle. Hey, he'd be like that. So anyways, getting back into T.I. So he basically claims prison paperwork allegedly naming 50 Cent. Now, I want to know.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I said, I want to know.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Is Curtis Jackson a snitch? Guess we got to ask Young Thug.
Whoop-dee-doo. And we beat these folk. Whoop-dee-doo. We beat them. We go forward.
All right, so he could kill us. Anyway, let's get back into it. So then we have we have T.I. mentioning on the track Right One, mind you. This is all on one track. T.I. mentioning 50's late mother, mentioning his baby mother, Daphne Joy.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
Now, I said I would stop comparing stuff to Drake, but if y'all don't know, the notorious move of that man, Aubrey Graham, is that if he's going to be in a diss battle with you, hide your significant other. And for 50 Cent, I don't know if y'all been paying attention to Notorious Mass Effect, but you know me breaking down the whole chronological happenings of Diddy. Safe to say, Daphne Joy is a very interesting individual as far as her role in the Freak Offs. And that's what I'm gonna leave it at. And that's your base. Hey, that would have been prime writing material for a diss track. And guess what? T.I. thought the same. You know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So T.I. thought to himself, he's like, hold up now. I know that was not your baby mom in the, oh, we finna rap about this. So guess what? He names his baby mother Daphne Joy and talked about how, let's just say Diddy was, you know, doing a couple things. So with that being said, called out 50 Cent's trolling behavior. Also said, also for this particular track, Atlanta is pushing this like it's going out of style. Now, obviously, let him know it's already an insanely popular track by T.I. Why is Right One or The Right One not on DSPs? The world may never know. I'm not saying T.I. needs to fire his marketing team because obviously he's doing a great job right now. But all I got to say is to your marketing team is if somebody don't put The Right One on DSPs expeditiously, if someone on your marketing team don't put The Right One on DSPs expeditiously, y'all gonna lose out on a lot of revenue. And I'm just gonna leave it like that. Cause if you haven't seen what rap battles do to the bottom line,
Shepherd.
Like, you don't need me to tell you. Hey, Notorious Mass Effect. Anyways, all right, when it comes to the next track, cause yes, there's more. There's another track. And because it just recently dropped, like as of today, I've been covering everything in the gaming and music industry. Like I said, you know, your boy's back, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to covering the entire music and gaming field, safe to say, I was just minding my own business. And guess what? Another diss track from Clifford popped up on my timeline. I kid you not. As this specific track, I do not know the name of, but T.I. via his caption put, "What bully?" Now, I should probably show that one, huh? Let me see what T.I.'s page is at. So T.I., I think I had to put in T.I.P. Sometimes you had to put in periods to put bring up this main profile. All right, here we go. Yeah, here we go. All right, so this is why I'm calling it What Bully. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. So when you look at the post, basically, this man Clifford said, "What bully?" So I'm assuming this is what the track is called. Now, at first glance, I kid you not, I thought that was Chad Ochocinco.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know. Hey, at the end of the day got in. All right, my fault. Basically, this is actually 50 Cent from some type of role he was playing. I think he was playing a drug addict. I thought he was playing an NFL athlete. Anyways, with that being said, that is the latest track. So if you want to look it up, this is what it looks like. This is the cover of the latest track. You could probably find this on social media, YouTube, etc. Which is why I'm saying that The Right One needs to be on DSPs. Because why is the Atlanta radio pushing it, but it's not on DSPs? Make that make sense. Because I'm looking at War. Cause I literally looked it up. I was like, hold up now. Am I tripping? Let me make sure. Let me double check. Yeah, Let Him Know and War is the only tracks from 2026 from T.I. on DSPs. So if you don't know, you make way more money driving engagement to DSPs than you do a YouTube or social media, despite what other people try to tell you. So, yeah, getting into the third track, it's not as good as The Right One. I think The Right One set the bar. You're not going to hit it out the park every single time with a diss track. War was just a snippet. The Right One was, pun intended, The Right One. That was the right diss track for 50. As far as his third one, it's not bad, but it's just, you could easily ride the coattails of a Right One and start trolling 50 Cent back. Even though I don't think T.I. really does the trolling stuff. When you look at if there was a pie chart, right? As far as the percentage of social media use, I think 50 Cent would probably be taking up the whole chart. Because T.I. is not really with the trolling aspects and the trolling antics. T.I. did not make his longevity cemented by being a clout chaser as far as just hopping on social media to go at other people. That's essentially what 50 does. So continuing off of that, I kid you not, this is an actual post from 50 Cent. I'm just going to put up the picture. T.I., don't get mad at me. I swear I'm just using this for educational purposes. So 50 Cent being the troll he is, taking up the whole social media pie chart when it comes to T.I. and 50 Cent. Basically, he posted this. If you don't know, this is T.I.'s wife. Yeah. 50 Cent said, quote, I keep saying, keep my name out your mouth. Hold on, now who said that? Ain't that Birdman talk? Anyways, he said, and then he put an emoji and said, okay. I don't know why he put the white emoji, but you know, hey, whatever. So yeah, this is T.I.'s wife. Very disrespectful, but you know, you got to remember, T.I. did just go at his baby moms, which I don't think it's the same. even though it is your baby mom, so, you know, you got to be respectful. But to go at somebody's current wife when he went at your baby mom's that you also go at, some would say 50 Cent crossed the line first, not T.I. But hey, I'm not mad if people see it the other way. You know, no matter if 50 Cent is also beefing with Daphne Joy or whatever her name was. Yeah, Daphne Joy. I think 50 Cent threw the first low blow, technically. So yeah, after that, safe to say, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the rants of a lifetime. And you know, this is a PG podcast, but T.I.'s son could care less. Because what we have to cover is literally very important to the story. So 50 Cent thought it was all fun and games, right? Talking about somebody's mother. To the point where, to the point where King Harris, which is the son of T.I.'s, which is basically the son of T.I. I'm just going to put this up, man. I kid you not.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
I have no comment. So King Harris did that, right? And followed it up with a rant. Let me see if I can play the beginning.
Yo mama dead as fuck.
Oh. No. Yo, why he start off the rant like that? I'm trying to, I don't know if that's the beginning of it. Hold on, I don't know if that's the beginning. Let me see if I can find the beginning.
Nigga not going. Now what the fuck you gonna
do? Okay, I think this is the beginning. Okay, so, let me see. I think this is the beginning. If it's not, then we got to play it backwards. But anyways, this is T.I.'s son, King Harris. I think that's his name. Let me make sure. Let me see. King Harris. Yeah, okay, here we go. This is King Harris responding to 50 Cent right now.
Nigga not going. Now what the fuck you gonna do about that? Nigga not going.
I think he said you're not going, y'all.
I don't give a fuck about how a nigga play it. Nigga not going.
I don't think
he's
going.
Nigga post my mama like your mama ain't dead as fuck.
Shepherd.
I ain't laughing, bro. That stuff not funny. But why he saying it like that? Yo, he's saying it like 50 Cent won't.
Shepherd.
Let's keep going.
Go put some flowers on that bitch grave, nigga. Man, nigga posting my mama. My mama a motherfucking legend. Your mama a motherfucking J, nigga. Stop, man. Don't never think you can get on this motherfucking level and you can compete with us, nigga. We on a whole different ball game, nigga. We got a whole different type of level of respect around here, nigga. You get on that do that bitch ass shit, nigga. You a hoe ass nigga. I would say that shit to your face, nigga. Nigga, man. Nigga, not going. Nigga.
All right, let's keep going. I think he had another one. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, he has another. Here's the other one.
Nigga, not going. Your mama dead as fuck, nigga.
You said it like that, yo. What's the... Yo, nah, bro, just make me. Who says it like that? What is? Does he not care about 50 Cent's stature in the game? He don't know what 50 Cent be doing to. Let's run this back for the culture.
Yo, mama dead as fuck, nigga. Dig that bitch up. How y'all bitch ass niggas raised? I'm not raised like that. I don't go. I'm not going about my mama, nigga. I'm not going.
Why you saying like
tell
that?
Tell your dead ass mama dig her ass up.
Oh my gosh.
Picture that look better than my motherfucking mama, nigga.
Oh. Fuck good lord.
You, nigga. Y'all niggas better tie y'all motherfucking shoes. Y'all niggas don't know who the fuck y'all fucking with. Nigga. You better put that music up and nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Cause all that other shit ain't gonna get it.
Shepherd.
Alright, my fault. That's the last one.
Your mama dead as fuck, nigga. Dig that bitch up. Bitch ass nigga wanna say something about my mama. Your mama dead as fuck, nigga.
Why say that?
Your mama dead as fuck. Go dig her up.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck. Post a picture of your motherfucking mama, nigga. She dead, nigga. Pay respect, nigga. Stop fucking playing with my mama, nigga. Nigga ain't playing like that. Nigga ain't going like that, nigga.
You know, if somebody disrespected my mom, nobody could tell me how to react. And that's why I'm going to leave it at.
You guys.
Because, of course, I'm a huge fan of 50 Cent. I'm a huge fan of T.I. King Harris, you know, aside from him being the offspring of T.I., I do not know exactly what he's known for. You know, not trying to diss him. I'm just letting people know. I'm gonna take this off the screen because, you know, he may throw shots at my mom. Anyways, let me see. What is that? All right, here we go. I'm not trying to be a W tech guy. All right, back to what I was saying. Oh man, that was crazy. King Harris, that man's not playing around by his mom, but that's all you need to know. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at...
Now, that man's not playing around with his mom. And I can't be mad at him. I probably, you know, so, hey, you know, people do crazy things to protect their mom and to you know, to defend their mom. Let's just put it like that. So getting into the continuation of this beef, ladies and gentlemen, because there's more. There's the snippet that I already played at the beginning of the segment, so I'm not going to play that again. But guess what? 50 Cent finally responded. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, no, it was not to a T.I. diss track. It was to King Harris putting out that very interesting clip defending his mama. I'm calling it very very interesting because I don't know if it's... You know, I don't know how to call it. You know, you can't really say how somebody should react to defending his mother. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, this is what 50 Cent had to respond with. Let me see if I can find this right quick. Once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio if you haven't already. So let's pull this up right now. Oh, hold on now. Is that one movie?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
No, that's what I just said.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Man, I know that ain't who I think it is.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Oh, that's the drop I be... Oh, anyways, let's keep going.
What's up, man?
So, like I keep saying, elderly people love AI. When I tell you, if you have AI and just bingo, like if you have AI night and bingo night, I do not know which will have the better outing when it comes to older people. I kid you not.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at...
Old people love AI like the bingo club, and it may be getting more popular than that. So let's keep going. Oh, yeah, basically, because the reason I said this is 50 Cent used AI to obviously put his face on Big Boy's face, and then, you know, King Harris' face on, I forget who... was playing the younger son, the T.I. at this point.
What's up, man?
I would be very surprised if 50 Cent's putting this together himself. Like, I assume this man just has a team that could do stuff like this whenever he asks. And then you got T.I. riding. Now, if you don't know, this is the legendary movie, ATL. I'm going to stop pausing it. You know, if you're uncultured, then guess what?
Woot-dee-doo.
If you don't know what's happening, guess what?
Woot-dee-doo.
Just know, you wasn't watching Peak. Let's get back to it.
You in the wild, where you been?
Nah, I'm cool. I mean, I'm cool. It's just taking me a minute, that's all. But I'm gonna straighten everything out as soon as I get that money.
Remember what I told you, right?
Yeah.
What I said?
It's grown man business.
It's grown man business.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the show. All right, let's keep going.
Ooh, got your way. Scary as hell, man.
That man took off, boy. Four flat. Fail, too. You know what I'm saying? Black people ain't supposed to be falling in these type of chase sequences. You know how we post a fair when we talk about horror movies.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. All right, so that's basically it. So that was T.I., that was 50 Cent responding to King Harris' very interesting rant. Let's just leave it at that. So as far as this back and forth, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot. And I will have to say, I am entertained. I am thoroughly entertained. You know, these two gentlemen have provided some top-tier comedy, and it's still going. Literally today, T.I. just dropped his third diss track. And we don't know when it's ever going to stop.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
This man could pull a Joseph Anthony Budden, and release 10 diss tracks by the time 50 Cent officially says he's not going to respond. And to that...
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So, let's recap. 50 Cent's doing a whole meme approach. T.I.'s rapping. King Harris is obviously doing what he's doing. And the whole time, my favorite thing was the right one. So actually he's playing the worst snippet in this. I don't want to play the track, but I feel like he was playing the right one, but it says he's playing in the worst snippet at the top that I'm highlighting right now. So it says the worst snippet is the video promotion for this. Interesting. But anyways, when it comes to T.I., I love the family approach. I think that's the best way to go at 50 Cent, especially with his beef with his son, his baby mom, etc. And yours with your son, your wife is still intact, and your mom still be able to show her all the success that you've made. Not your mom. Your mom. I'm tripping. So when it comes to 50 Cent's side, because, you know, I am a huge fan of both of these artists, I would say 50 Cent's probably wondering if he should respond to T.I. based off popularity and revenue that they've both garnered in the past 5 to 6 years. 50 Cent has made way more money than T.I., right? That's not even a question. But what I would say, T.I. currently has the 43rd most played track in the world with Let Him Know. If y'all want to look at how many hip-hop artists are above him, it's not a lot. And you could say it was, you know, it was basically exacerbated by some diss tracks, but it was already popular in his own right. It was in the top 100. Now it's around 43. You responding musically could end up being another Drake Kendrick-esque moment if played right. I know a lot of people are going to be like, what are you talking about? Ain't no way T.I. 50 Cent could pull a Drake Kendrick. Well, first of all, that's disrespectful. Second of all, 50 Cent could easily make another diss track that's of the level to the right one. I think he has it as far as capabilities. The last time he rapped was with Nicki Minaj with, I forget what that track was called. Gag City. It was off of Gag City. It was a remix, so it wasn't just like it was Beep Beep featuring 50 Cent. I thought it was a remix. I remember listening to Beep Beep, and it was by Nicki by herself. Or it was. Okay, yeah, I'm like, hold on now. You know, I like to say I'm a certified bar. You know, pause, you know, if needed.
You guys.
But when it comes to Beep Beep, the original Nicki track was shortened to the point where I was like, somebody else should be on this. And then guess what? 50 Cent was on it. So when it comes to that, that's the last time I've heard him rap. Now, of course, I could be mistaken, but that was January 13th, 2024. I think to give actual advice, he should rap back with T.I. You're not messing with Fabulous Jim Jones, who can't have a hit or catch a hit to save their life, right? We're talking about T.I., who currently has the 43rd most played track with a track that's not even a diss track. What do you think is going to happen when he puts the right one on DSPs? It's going to easily be on the Billboard, and now T.I. is going to have multiple tracks in the top 100, which to me means that you have one of the most consumed hip-hop artists in the world dissing you in a rap track. Now, unless you think you're going to lose, because, you know, that's something that people be saying as far as the Drake and Kendrick, like, you're at this level, don't stoop down to rap battle this individual. But you came out the woodworks to diss T.I. when you could just said that's not true. You could easily say that's not true. It would have went up, you know, T.I. would have went about his day. But because you keep trying to coin the phrase King Rat, because back in 2006, 2007, T.I. was calling himself King of the South, I think that's why that you ended up in this situation. It's like when Kendrick put out the Like That track, and then Drake put out Push Ups. If he would have never put out Push Ups and just went to an interview saying that I didn't want his name to be mentioned on first person shooters in the first place, I think people would have been like, okay, but, you know, he's still dissing you. What are you gonna do about it? I think that would have been the worst of it. Now we have people calling him a certified pedophile with no proof, right? So those are the two sides of the coin. Either you could rap back with him, which I think would help out the rapping side of your career. But if you really don't care about your career as far as from a rapping perspective, which is what it seems like, then I would just let T.I. keep just completely mutilating you verbally. And you just got to take it. You know what I'm saying? So no more. And I guess you could still troll on social media. But as far as the rapping aspect, I think 50 Cent needs to rap back, because T.I. is not just some random hip-hop act that hasn't put his numbers up on the board and currently is putting Let Him Know is currently more popular than 2-6 from J. Cole, to put it in perspective, objectively speaking. It is close. I mean, 2-6 is the 44th most played track in the world. Let Him Know is the 43rd. But basically what I'm trying to say is, we're going to figure out if 50 Cent still cares about his rap career, or if he just really wants to go fully producer mode with TV and stuff. Because he posted a picture with Tyler Perry, I believe, not too long ago, talking about, if you're not in a movie with either of us, then you're not winning or whatever. So, you know, that part makes me feel like he's not going to respond. I would want him to respond, but if he's going to get mutilated even more or even worse, then I understand why he doesn't. Let me see if I can find that picture. 50 Cent, Tyler Perry definitely had a picture. I don't know if I could find it. Did I not spell Tyler right? Tyler. Maybe it was with an ER. Oh, yeah, here it is. With ER. My fault. I can't spell. Here we go. Yeah, so this is 50 Cent. This is 50 Cent, Tyler Perry. And this happened February 24th. So I think 50 Cent's only doing this to basically showcase that he doesn't care about his rap career anymore. He wants to be looked at as the modern day Tyler Perry. And to that, hey.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So that's basically the synopsis. That's the whole recap of this entire war that's going on right now. I think this is very entertaining. It definitely has hints of Drake and Kendrick because they've been building it up for so long. I didn't even think a rap beef could come from more history than Drake and Kendrick. Like, I was trying to think who's important enough to have history with somebody enough to point to the point where their rap battle will engage the masses. But here we are, 50 Cent and T.I. So if 50 Cent raps back, y'all think I'm joking. I think it could be a Drake and Kendrick-like moment. These two have a way more history in the hip-hop game than Drake and Kendrick. And if they go at each other, that would be very interesting. But I think 50 Cent, as you can see by this picture right here, shortly after T.I. dropped his diss tracks, I think he just completely wants to go on the production TV CEO side of things. And he wants to, you know, put his rapping career to bed, basically. But with that, you got to stop dissing rappers that can rap back. You know, if you're going to keep dissing and not rap when you're a rapper, people are just going to look at you worse than they already do as far as just being an internet troll. And that's coming from somebody who likes 50 Cent and T.I. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, with that being said, click my link here in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias after this outlandish back and forth between T.I. and 50 Cent. Who do you think is currently on top? And should 50 Cent respond with his own full-length diss track?
Healthy Cell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. Healthy Cell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. Healthy Cell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. Healthy Cell. Reach your potential.